Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello there, I'm Monica Reinagel, and this is episode number 576 of the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. Several of you have asked me to devote an episode to diet and nutrition following gallbladder removal. This is actually one of the most commonly performed surgeries, and it's getting even more common. Not only that, but the average age at which this procedure is being performed is trending down. So there are more and more people running around the world without gallbladders and for longer. Now, the vast majority of people who undergo gallbladder removal do very well and go on to live perfectly normal lives. But the removal of this digestive organ does have some ongoing implications for your diet and nutrition. Before we talk about how you might want to adjust your diet following gallbladder removal, let's talk briefly about why this surgery is getting more common. First, what is the gallbladder? Well, it's a small sac or pouch that stores bile. This is a digestive fluid that's produced by your liver. And after you eat, the stored bile is pumped from the gallbladder into the small intestine, where it helps to break down the fats in your food so that they can be properly absorbed. Sometimes, however, gallstones can form in the gallbladder. Now, most gallstones don't cause any symptoms, but about 20% of the time, they cause abdominal pain, often pretty sharp and often right after you eat a big meal. Now, if a gallstone were to completely block the bile duct, it could cause some very serious complications, including inflammation, infection, even damage to other organs, such as the pancreas. And that's why doctors often recommend removing the gallbladder when people have recurring problems with gallstones. Now, women are more likely to suffer from gallstones than men, and the risk also increases with age. Gallstones have a genetic component, meaning that they tend to run in families, and certain ethnic groups are also more susceptible. In particular, Native American tribes indigenous to the southwestern United States and people of Mexican heritage have a much higher incidence than non-Hispanic whites, and people of African heritage have a much lower incidence. Now, these factors, such as your age and your sex and your ethnic background, we refer to those as non-modifiable risk factors. These are the ones you can't do anything about. But the reason that gallbladder disease is getting more common and affecting people earlier in life has to do with risk factors that we do have some control over. Gallstones occur more frequently in people who are suffering from obesity, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. And so as the number of people affected by these conditions has increased, so has the incidence of gallstones. Rapid weight loss can also trigger gallstones, and so our societal addiction to extreme diets also plays a role here. Aside from maintaining a healthy body weight and avoiding rapid weight loss, you can reduce your risk of gallstones by eating a healthy diet that's neither very high nor very low in fat. You want to avoid overeating fried foods, fatty meats, high-fat dairy products, and added sugars. At the same time, you want to eat plenty of vegetables, fruits, legumes, enjoy some nuts, seeds, and fish, you know, the usual drill. But for those who have already had their gallbladders taken out, the question is no longer how to prevent gallstones. No gallbladder means no more gallstones. But it also means that you will need to make some adjustments to your diet, at least for a while. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, what to eat after gallbladder removal surgery? Well, your liver continues to produce bile, but instead of directing it into the gallbladder, where it would normally be concentrated and stored until you need it to digest a meal, it's just released continuously into the small intestine, whether or not there is food there to digest. Now, the release of this fluid into an empty intestine can cause diarrhea, especially in the weeks and months immediately following your surgery. Fortunately, your body has a marvelous ability to adapt, and so this side effect is usually not permanent. Because your body still produces bile, you still have the ability to digest fat. But because the bile is now less concentrated and the amount present in the intestine to digest a meal may be less, eating too much fat at one time may still cause digestive symptoms like gas, bloating, or diarrhea. Now, the amount of fat that can be comfortably tolerated varies a lot from individual to individual, and it will probably also change over time. So you're advised to eat a low-fat diet for the week or two immediately following your surgery, and then you can gradually increase the amount of fat that you eat at a meal. However, you'll probably always be more comfortable if you limit foods that are very high in fat. It'll be pretty easy to know when you've overdone it. And you may also find that certain foods or ingredients, such as coffee or caffeine or dairy products, are more likely to trigger diarrhea. And if that's the case, you'd obviously want to limit those as well. Eating more fiber from fruits, vegetables, legumes, and whole grains can also help improve your digestion. But look, fiber is also something that you want to increase gradually to allow your body to adjust. And it's also important to stay adequately hydrated. And finally, because there is less bile available at one time, you may also find it helpful to eat smaller meals, even if it means eating a little bit more frequently. So, for example, although they have become more popular, an intermittent fasting regimen where you eat all of your calories in a 4 to 6 hour period each day would probably not be ideal for people who have had their gallbladders removed. Now, contrary to what you may read online, people who have had their gallbladders removed do not need to take bile salts or acids or fat digesting enzymes. Remember, your liver is still producing the same amount of bile, and your pancreas is still producing the same amount of fat digesting enzymes. So you still have the ability to digest dietary fats and to absorb fat-soluble vitamins. In fact, many animals who have similar digestive systems to humans don't even have a gallbladder. And it appears that the human body, given time to adjust, is perfectly capable of thriving without one. So use your common sense. Avoid overloading your system with a lot of fat at once and listen to your body. It will tell you pretty clearly how much is too much. Now, if despite following a healthy diet and using common sense, you're still struggling with digestive symptoms long after your surgery, definitely follow up with your surgeon or with a digestive disease specialist for additional support. You'll find a transcript of today's episode, along with the entire Nutrition Diva archives at quickanddirtytips.com. And if you have an idea for a future podcast episode, feel free to drop me an email at nutrition@quickanddirtytips or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. I'd love to hear from you. The Nutrition Diva Show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, Morgan Ratner, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.